An old shack in Leicester Square, London. Not the discount theatre ticket shack, a different one. Suddenly, two lonely figures emerge from the flipping cold outside.
Oh, get in. It's so cold, my nipples have fallen off.
Oh, I've got one of them here. Do you want it back?
I'll pop it back on, thanks. Oh, there we are.
It's Arctic monkeys out there.
Oh, we better light some sort of a fire.
Yeah, quick. Look, isn't that wood over there?
Yeah. What about all those listeners out there? All the thousands of listeners? Can they come in too?
Oh, I was thinking you wanted to burn them.
No, I wouldn't. Well, no, I wouldn't want to burn the listeners. Let them in. Come on, listeners.
Come on. Come in. Come. Look, we've got a stove. Here, stuff that, what appears to be wood in the stove.
Stuff the stove.
Yeah.
There we go.
Oh.
There we go. Oh, I think that's right.
Pop it in there.
Oh, pop those
some
twigs.
Matches.
Some matches, thanks.
There you go.
Oh, let's get ourselves warmed.
Hey!
Oh, no, those weren't logs. They were fireworks.
That's insane.
Whoa.
Put them out.
It's like a Chinese Christmas.
Are we on them?
Oh, shouldn't have weed on that one.
Oh, man.
What's in your weed? Have you been drinking meths again?
Yeah,
some... It's explosive.
Some meths. Oh, it's better. It's calming down now.
Well, hey, Merry Christmas Eve.
I'm just going to light a proper fire now.
And Merry Christmas Eve to you, listeners. Oh. Once again, we're with you for 2 hours here on a Saturday afternoon on Christmas Eve 2005 with a special festive edition of the Adam and Joe radio show here on XFM, London's 104.9. So stick with us for the next couple of hours and we'll be warming your cockles and, you know, jingling your bells.
I'm sticking on some Christmas music.
And clawing your Santa and all those other terrible clichés that happen at Christmas.
I don't think clawing your Santa is a cliche.
People use that all the time. Especially Mrs. Claus, when she's getting it on in the Christmas shack. So we've got all sorts of excitements for you coming up in the next couple of hours. We'll be playing a festive edition of Ditties in the Dock. We're not going to have a competition because, you know, Christmas isn't about competitions, is it, Adam?
No, Christmas is about admitting that everyone is equal.
Everyone's a winner in the eyes of Jesus and Santa.
Exactly.
Or, you know, whoever else you worship.
I tell you what we will be doing, though, because myself and Joe will be at...
Joe and I... That's correct.
I can say myself and Joe, can I? Anyway.
Okay.
We'll be at our family houses tomorrow, so we're going to have to do our present giving today.
That's going to be exciting. I've got three presents for Adam. They're wrapped up in special paper, and he's got no idea what they are.
I had four presents for you, but I opened one of them. And I can show you what it is right now.
Why? Hang on, I don't want to see it. Why did you open it? Wrap it again.
No, because I didn't think it was very good and I was right. I just tasted one of them.
Well,
it,
wrap them up again.
Look, it's some Nut Munch from Pret a Manger.
What sort of a present is that?
I thought you'd laugh at the fact that it was called Nut Munch.
Nut Munch.
Yeah.
Well, you were right, I did.
There you go. Look, do you want some Nut Munch?
No, thanks. I don't really like... What is it? Like nuts and toffee?
It's nuts... It sounds good, doesn't it?
Oh,
nuts with honey covering
maybe
and golden syrup.
Maybe if I put some toffee on my nuts, someone would munch them.
Oh, my goodness.
You're, that's not very Christmassy either, is it?
You're bringing down the most holy show of all.
Basically, at Christmas, everything we find funny is not allowed.
Yeah. Okay, well, should we play some music?
Yeah, what are we going to hear?
Let's start with one of your choices, Joe. This is Run DMC.
Hey, this is a great bit of Christmas hip-hoppery. This is what happens in the hood at Christmas. Well, 20 years ago, according to Run DMC. This is Christmas in Hollis.
Wow, that's quite primitive hip-hop, isn't it, that one?
Well, it's old.
Oh, where's your mic?
Hello. There we go. It's very old hip-hop from prehistoric times.
Wow.
When they had to be, you know, quite simple and to the point because of the threat of dinosaur attack.
Yeah.
But there we go. During the show, we'll be listening to some other little-known Christmas classics by offbeat bands. Not necessarily offbeat bands, but bands who you wouldn't maybe expect to enjoy Christmas. Like Run DMC, they're constantly... Actually, one of them's passed away, haven't they?
One of them's enjoying Christmas in heaven.
Yeah, well, there we go. That's the best place for Christmas, really.
Yeah, you'd imagine so, wouldn't you?
With the number one guy.
It's got to be amazing.
Imagine the size of the tree.
Yeah, imagine the kind of presents you get. You get everything that you
Christmas
wanted.
In heaven.
Yeah.
Imagine the competition amongst the angels to be the one who sits on top of the tree.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of bitching and infighting.
And can you imagine what the TV is like?
Oh, heavenly.
Little Britain, all the time.
Brilliant. And Only Fools and Horses.
Yeah.
And James Bond movies, round the clock.
Which
I wonder what Jesus' favourite James Bond movie is.
Spy Who Loved Me.
Correct. Let's move on. Why? Because it's got love in it.
Because it's...
Oh, no, quite literally Jesus.
The submarine.
Jesus likes submarines.
He loves submarines.
Wow. Well, there you go. You learn little-known religious facts. Here on the Adam and Joe Christmas Radio Show on XFM London's 104.9.
Officially, London's most Christmassy radio station.
Really?
Yeah.
That's exciting stuff. So is it time for me to give you a present, Adam?
Oh, man, I was wondering who was going to be the first one.
If you've just tuned in, Adam and I are giving each other our Christmas presents early. We've been out and bought them, especially, wrapped them up. So I'm going to give Adam his first present now live here on the radio. I'm going to scoot it across the desk.
Oh, thanks, man.
The big Prezi number one. Now talk us through what you're feeling and thinking as you open your Christmas present. Because, of course, this is the experience that everyone out there is going to be having tomorrow. So it'll be an exciting time to anticipate some of those thrills of present opening.
Well, you know, the older you get, the less presents you get. I don't know how it is in your house, but that's the way it works in our house at the moment. And now that I've got children as well, you know, most of the fun is in giving them things. So I don't really expect that much in return. So it's really fantastic to get this.
Are you a rattler?
Yeah, definitely. I'm a bit of a rattler.
Yeah.
I'm rattling this now.
Describe it to the listeners, what sort of a shape it is, what you think it might be.
It's CD-shaped. And,
you think it might be a CD?
Well, no, it's a bit thin to be a CD. It might be a CD single.
Hey, maybe it's a rubbish CD.
No.
No,
why would
be.
You get me a rubbish one?
Why? Why?
Shall I open it?
Open it up.
Here we go.
Are you a paper ripper-offer, or do you just open a little corner and have a peek?
No, I rip it. I rip it right off. Because I get very frustrated when other people... Like my dad. I know, I think we talked about this last year, but... My dad just unwraps everything, like he peels every bit of sellotape off.
Oh, it's the war.
And then he irons the paper and then
to make things last a long time in the war.
Okay, here we go. What have I got? This is a CD and it says, A Day in the Life of Adam. And it seems to be a homemade thing, or at least it's come out of some kind of machine. It says, Personalized Songs for Kids. From www.myfirstsongs.
Hey, don't plug them before we've heard them.
Well, what are they?
Basically, it's a CD of songs about a day, a happy day, and it's personalised, so they're all songs about Adam. So we can play one in the show, maybe. Are you going to play one now, Adam?
Yeah.
And tell us what the titles of some of the songs are. This is a good present, isn't it? I've got you. Isn't it a good present?
Where did you find this?
I'm not telling.
Some of the titles are Wakey Wakey.
Yeah.
Count and Sing.
Yeah.
Let's Share. Colours of the World. Wiggle Woggle. Animal Madness, Manners Please, and Dream Time.
Well, let's play Manners Please, because your manners are a bit slipshod.
That's true.
And I think we need to hear a personalised song about manners for Adam.
Wouldn't it be better just to play Bad Manners? Okay, no, here we go. This is Manners Please from my present from Joe.
Oh, it's good stuff already. It's for kids.
Manners are important. Them every day.
When's she gonna sing Adam?
Adam, you know them. Let's sing it once again. Manners are important. We need them every day. Adam, do you know them? Let's sing them straight away. Adam, say please. And then, of course, thank you.
Thank you.
Say it loud and clear.
Thank you.
It won't really do. Adam,
yes.
Let's sing it so loud.
Okay.
Having good manners.
Nice harmony going on there.
When you use your manners, remember Adam's call. Please and thank you, you'll need them all day long.
Well, you know what, hang on, fade it down a second. I'm a bit disappointed because there was a whole rack of these. You can get them for anybody's name.
Yeah.
So the poor people who've done it have obviously sung all these songs 1,000 times, putting a different name in.
Mm-hmm.
But she's been a bit lazy because she's not rhyming Adam with anything. She's putting Adam at the beginning of the line. Be right. Much more impressive if she put it at the end.
Well, that would just be impossible.
Well, then it would be worth $9.99.
$9.99?
Yes.
That's a good present, man.
Thanks a lot.
Wow.
I'm interested to hear Wiggle Woggle.
Maybe we'll play Wiggle Woggle a bit later on.
There you go.
Let's play some more music right now.
Manners, Adam.
Sorry. Please
may I?
May I hear some more music from this year?
Yes, you may.
please may I play one of the top tracks from one of the new coming bands of
Is it Arctic Monkeys?
It's the Monkeys!
Oh! It's getting a bit warmer now.
Yeah.
Why did you make that noise?
That was a little fart. I've got a tiny trumpet up my bum. Sorry.
Brilliant stuff. That was the Arctic Monkeys with I Bet You Look Good on the Dance Floor. This is Adam and Joe on XFM on Christmas Eve in our warm snug hut.
Yeah, we got a snug hut and it's in the middle of Leicester Square. Right next to, but not in, the Ticket Shack.
Really?
Half price Ticket Shack, yeah.
Next to London's most expensive funfair.
Man, they've had a lot of premieres in this square this year, haven't they?
It's been a brilliant year for premieres in Leicester Square. They've had the King Kong one.
Was there a King Kong premiere?
Yeah.
I wasn't even aware of that.
It was a couple of weeks ago.
Did you go?
No.
Oh. Did Jack Black go?
Yes.
Oh, I love Jack Black.
He's a good guy.
I saw him on Jonathan Ross a few weeks ago and I thought he was fantastic.
I've chatted with him, I've met him.
Have you?
Yeah, the Black.
When did you meet Black?
After a Tenacious D gig.
Did you go and meet Black?
Yeah, I went up and chatted to him, shook his hand.
No.
Yeah, I know people who know Jack Black very well.
Wow.
So can we talk about something else? Something interesting?
Yeah. Okay.
Only joking. No, he's brilliant, Jack Black. He's a funny guy, and I'm looking forward to the Tenacious D movie.
One
of the things coming up next year called The Pick of Destiny.
Right.
It's got an exciting plot. They look at photos of all the great rock legends that have ever lived, and they notice they're all using the same guitar pick. So they realise that somewhere out there, there's a magical guitar pick.
That's great. Has it got anything to do with Mike White?
No, but it's got something to do with Liam Lynch, who regular listeners might know. Liam Lynch, the sort of lo-fi musician and video maker, has directed it.
He's a kind of Weird Al Yankovic for the noughties, isn't he?
Well said, absolutely.
But more cutting edge. Are you all right, man? Are you getting a bit
chilly? There's a bit of a draft coming in from under the door. Or is that a tramp coming in under the door?
It's a tramp who's been drafted.
What? It's a stream of wee from a reveller in Trafalgar Square.
From some students.
Leicester Square.
Well, listen, we're going to have to take a quick break for some adverts. That's how we pay the rent around here, man. It's nothing to do with me. Just get off my back about it. Why don't you, all right? But we'll be back very, very shortly with some more fantastic music from this year and more presents and more Christmas cheer. Stick with us.
XFM.
XFM.
Is XFM.
Oh, yes. That was, go on, appropriate, you were going to say.
Appropriate, yeah.
Yeah, because it was by Hot Hot Heat, and we've got a very hot, 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 hot fire going in our little shack.
We've got some hot fire, we've got some hot sounds, we've got Booker T and the MGs playing over there in the corner.
Brilliant.
On the stereo.
Hey, this is Adam and Joe here on XFM, London's 104.9. It's Christmas Eve, and you join us in our little shelter shack in Leicester Square.
Yeah, we've been kicked out of the Capitol building because, I don't know, Richard Blackwood was there, he got angry with us. And he threw us out, so we're having to do the show from the shack.
Mm.
But listen, Joe, it's time for me to give you a present now.
Oh, this is exciting. Adam and I are giving each other our Christmas presents today, because we won't see each other tomorrow. And I've already given Adam a special CD of personalised songs.
Yeah, man, you set the bar pretty high with
this. Well, I am with a strong one.
Yeah.
But let's see whether you can match it.
I don't think I can, anyway.
But don't say that.
All right, here you go. Hope you like it.
Oh, chucking it over the desk there. Oh, it's beautifully wrapped.
Thanks, man.
What's this design on the wrapping paper? Is it chip fat?
Yeah.
It seems to be chip fat. That's very innovative.
Some beer drool.
And you've wrapped it in an interesting way. You've sort of just scrunched the ends and flattened them and sellotaped it. Are you not a good wrapper?
Usually I am. I was a little bit rushed today. But no, usually I'm pretty attentive with my wrapping.
It's exciting. Oh, you know, I've glimpsed a naughty glimpse. I've unwrapped the top corner, listeners, and I've seen the cheeky eye of that cheeky crazy frog. The number one cultural icon of the year. 2000. Oh!
He's chuckling with joy.
Where's his willy?
He's got a willy, man.
No, he hasn't.
He does, doesn't
no,
he?
No, there's no willy.
Are you sure?
Are you sure it's the real crazy frog?
It's the key ring you've got.
Oh.
I mean, it's the sound key ring.
Oh, I see, and there's no willy on that.
There's no willy on that one, because you can get the key ring that's... It's making you chuckle all over again,
isn't
it?
Annoying. I'm going to open it up. That was just the press me thing.
Yeah.
You know, that you can press in the shop. You don't even have to buy it to hear that. Brilliant. Well, Adam, that's really nice.
Thanks, mate. It's to remind you of 2005.
Well, yeah, exactly. And in the future, I mean, it'll age very well, won't it? It'll go through a 10 to 15,000 year period of being worthless.
Yeah.
And then after the 15,000 years has passed, it'll slowly start gaining value.
Yeah.
1 pence. In the year 4000.
Yeah.
Gradually climbing up to 20 pence.
I've got some,
by the time the Earth freezes over.
I've got some Peter Andre.
Well, I've got such an urge to smash it.
It's so nice. You can smash it if you want.
Can I smash it? I think the listeners, would like me to smash it.
You can smash it.
It would be quite cathartic, wouldn't it, for the end of the year?
Yeah, smash it.
You know? To the crazy frog! I ain't a crazy frog!
Is it breaking?
Wait a second.
I don't think it's breaking, it's really well made.
Oh no, it's broken, now I'm actually quite sad.
What a lunatic.
Oh, it's broken! Come back, crazy frog. Oh, I think I've cut my hand.
Are you sure
as well.
It's broken? Are you sure the battery's just
Well, you try and make
out?
It work.
Oh.
Oh, that was quite cathartic, wasn't it, listeners? What a way to end the year, by smashing the crazy frog.
Yeah, I was going to say that I've got some... I don't think you have smashed it. I know you have.
I'm sorry, man. That's no... It's a very, very lovely present.
That's okay. No, I understand. Listen, it was the catharsis that I was hoping to,
Yeah, it was the gift
you.
Of smashing the crazy frog.
The gift of catharsis.
That was good.
I was going to say that I've got some Peter Andre,
So annoying.
Perfume. Aftershave, rather. And it's called...
Have you got it on?
Insania, aftershave. I've got a bottle of that at home. I was just wondering...
Are you serious?
Yeah. I've got,
Why didn't you give me that?
Because it's not from this year.
What do you think Peter Andre smells like?
Well, if he smells anything like his Insania aftershave, he smells like dried wee-wee.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I can imagine that's probably quite accurate.
So...
Well, thanks a lot, man. And, you know, I hope everyone out there listening gets really good presents tomorrow. Presents as good as that.
As the crazy frog.
It's nice hearing. To be given something just a break.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, right. Here's some more music right now. This is one of my favourite tracks from the year. This is from, I guess, pretty much my favourite band.
Crazy Frog.
In the world. It's from Crazy Frog. and it's Crazy Frog covering a track by Spoon.
A Crazy Frog. People thought Crazy Frog was a novelty, but he's ditched the whole frog thing.
What's he doing now?
Covering a track by Spoon.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Sorry, yeah. He's covering a track by Spoon from Spoon's album Gimme Fiction, which in my book was one of the albums of the year. I don't think it's popped up in that many polls, but I still love it. And this is a track called They Never Got You. This is Adam and Joe on Christmas Eve from our shack in Leicester Square. The Mighty Spoon from Gimme Fiction. That's a track called They Never Got You.
Hey, you know, seeing as we're in our shack on Christmas Eve in Leicester Square, we don't have all our jingles and stings.
No, exactly.
What are we going to do?
Well, we could improvise some jingles and stings.
Yeah, but the XFM jingles have got such tood.
They do have a lot of tood. I've noticed that.
Yeah. It's like the people that make them don't care. Or they certainly wouldn't want to be seen to be caring, because that wouldn't be cool.
No, exactly. Sometimes it sounds as if they've just accidentally caught a snatch of rock and roll happening in the next room.
Yeah.
Purely by accident.
Yeah. Could we pull off that kind of thing?
We can have a try.
Let's try.
Listen, I've got a Jack Johnson song to play, right? This is one of the tracks from this year. Sitting, Waiting and Wishing is the name of the track.
Ah.
So let's try and do some kind of appropriate segue into that.
Oh, we want to try and do a sting now?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, here we go. XFM! XFM! XFM!
That's perfect!
Merry Christmas!
Thank you very much, Merry Christmas to you too!
Oh, man. I love Christmas.
Yeah.
I sincerely love Christmas.
Do you?
Yeah. I really do. It's one of my favourite times of year.
That's very nice. Hello, listeners. It's Adam and Joe on XFM. We're in our little shack in the middle of Leicester Square, if you've just joined us. And Adam's just telling us how much he loves Christmas.
Do you not love it?
Yeah, I do love Christmas.
The only thing I don't like about Christmas is the Oxford Street lights and the way they theme them to some movie that isn't even out for months and months.
What is it this year?
It's Ice Age 2.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's not out till the summer.
Yeah. I mean, it seems supremely cynical in a really depressing way to have...
Oh, Santa wouldn't have that. No, if Santa came back...
I'll tell you what he'd do. He'd get a machine gun, he'd machine gun those lights down.
Would he?
Yes, he would.
Because they're the wrong thing at Christmas.
Yeah.
Mm.
It would be a festive machine gun, don't get me wrong.
Imagine all the kids who saw that.
Well...
Santa with a machine gun gunning down the lights. No, would they understand?
They'd understand.
Kids love Ice Age 2.
He'd explain. There'd be a podium with a microphone so that Santa could get up after he'd gunned down the lights and he'd say, listen, it's nothing against Ice Age 2. I've not got a beef.
I don't think the council would let him use a machine gun in Oxford Street. Not with people out Christmas shopping.
Santa?
What if a bullet ricocheted and killed a child? Then Santa would have murdered a child. What would happen to Christmas? What would happen to Christianity? Santa's the figurehead, isn't he, of Christianity?
Yes, he's got a lot to do with Christianity.
The passion of the Santa.
But listen,
why doesn't Mel Gibson make a really bloody and violent film about the reality of Santa?
That would be good. Hey, did you like the bit in Narnia where Santa turns up and he's
That was odd, wasn't it? And he gave the children weapons.
Yeah.
A knife, a bow and arrow.
And did you like the fact that in his sack... You got to see inside Santa's sack, which is obviously funny, that's amusing. Mm. But in Santa's sack, there are some magic weapons, which he gives to the children to encourage them to kill. And
this is the feature film of Chronicles of Narnia you're talking about.
That's right. And there's also a load of really rubbish-looking teddies.
Really?
Did you see that? Yeah.
Teddy for you. Teddy for you.
Like he's just...
Gun for you.
Yeah.
Teddy for you.
He's got about six or seven bad-looking teddies that have probably been bought from a bad toy shop. And he's got these magical weapons that look as if they've been hewn from magical steel.
Wow.
But that's all they could think of to put in the toy sack, the makers of Narnia, was teddies. That, for me, summed up the lack of magic about the entire project.
You didn't... Adam Buxton didn't like the Chronicles of Narnia at all.
I thought it was stinky.
I preferred Harry Potter and his fiery goblets.
What would you say was your film of the year, Adam? 2005.
I'm really, really glad you asked me that, Joe. I think... I've just written down a few of the ones that I could remember.
Yeah.
I'll read them
out. Well, that's an interesting guide, you know. Which ones can you actually remember?
Yeah, exactly. How about that? I didn't... My list wasn't very long of ones that sprang to mind. Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire. Liked it. War of the Worlds, really pretty much enjoyed it, watched it on DVD. 40-Year-Old Virgin, got the DVD, haven't watched it yet. Sideways, I would say so far that's my top film out of the ones that I read. I mean, it really made an impression on me. I know it's a sort of boring Guardian cliche great movie, but I thought it was a smash. Crash, with all those people in it.
I never
saw
that.
Sandra Bullock. People raved about it.
I know, that's why I didn't see it.
An absolute disgrace. Dig. The movie about the Dandy Warhols.
Right.
That was pretty fun.
I rented that out, switched it off. It was boring.
Alien vs. Predator. Was that it this year?
I don't know.
Nine Songs.
Dirty.
Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
That was a good one.
That was a good one. Star Wars, Revenge of the Sith. Disgrace.
Disgrace.
Batman Begins. Pretty good. League of Gentlemen's Apocalypse.
Wow, this is really thorough.
The Island.
It's like I'm dying, having flashbacks.
These are the ones I can remember. And the last one I can remember was Life Aquatic, which is one of your favourite ones.
Yeah, that was this year, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Very good. Well, what a great year for movies. What a terrific year for the silver screen.
But, come on, Sideways was good, even despite
Sideways
the,
was good, yeah.
Even despite the boring liberal trendy vote.
Yeah, it was good, definitely good. I met him this year, Thomas Aiden Church. Shook his hand, had a little chat. He didn't care who I was.
He was the big hunky one in it.
Yeah, he's playing the villain in the new Spider-Man film. Now I'm going to get his name wrong. The Sandman, I think called. Yeah,
that was from your exciting trip to LA with Edgar.
Oh, my trip to LA when I went on the Spider-Man 3 set. Yeah,
was that one of your highlights of the year?
Yeah, probably. It was an exciting trip.
Hard to beat that. What was your movie of the year then?
Oh man, I'd have to think really hard. It's probably Cachet by Michael Haneke. European director, Haneke. Yeah.
Cachet?
Your Cachet is French for hidden. It's a searing drama about, so much.
It was certainly very well hidden from me. I must
well, it
say.
Hasn't come out yet.
Oh, is it not? Well,
no.
You're not allowed it then.
Well, Adam, I live in a different world when it comes to movies. I'm way ahead of everybody else.
Is it Raving Pontsville?
No, it's really good. It's really good.
Really?
Anyone with a brain.
Oh,
yeah.
That rules me out.
Should see it. Oh, it's brilliant.
Okay, more music from the year. This is another track from an album that I really loved this year. This is by Eels, and it's from their album Blinking Lights. And is it just called Blinking Lights, or is it called Blinking Lights and something else? Anyway.
Blinking Lights! Blinking Lights.
This is a track called Losing Streak, and after that, I think we're due for some more presents, aren't we?
Oh, another present. Exciting! Oh.
It's got a kind of a Christmassy feel to it.
Oh, anything with a little horn in it is very Christmassy.
That was Eels with Losing Streak. You're listening to Adam and Joe. We're broadcasting from our Christmas shack this Christmas Eve in the middle of Leicester Square.
Oh. Hey, happy Christmas, listeners.
Yeah, happy Christmas. Thanks so much for listening to our show this year. We've really had a good time on XFM this year. And I don't know how much longer we're going to be around. I hope for a
Why?
While.
Why? Because we might be killed.
We might be killed. The world might end. The polar ice caps are melting. I don't know if you've heard.
What?
There's some fairly extreme weather going down on planet Earth.
Right.
And it's not looking very good. So, you know, I hope we're going to be
a bit
around.
Depressing.
It's kind of depressing, but we're going to try and push that to one side.
Yeah.
For another hour or so.
So, we've been giving each other our Christmas presents, listeners, which is obviously exciting on the radio, because it means you have to describe them, and you can hear the sound of presents being opening, which is evocative and exciting, because tomorrow morning, little hands are going to be opening presents all over the country.
Speaking of little hands, can I just add an addendum to what I was just saying? Sorry to interrupt, Joe, but I just want to say to any children listening, don't worry, the world isn't ending, I was just kidding. I was just remembering a time one afternoon when it was really horrible weather, when I was about 6 years old or something, and it was really extreme weather and wind and rain and stuff, and my dad made a joke about, oh my god, the world's ending, and I was totally freaked out. I just was absolutely mortified. I thought, no, the world can't be ending, but then why would dad be saying it's ending? And I just couldn't speak for about a day or something, and I just kept on sobbing until he established what the problem was, and then he assured me that the world wasn't imminently ending. And I felt a lot better.
Wow.
So, sorry about that. I just wanted to reassure our younger listeners.
Okay, Prezi time. Do you want this next present, Adam?
Yeah.
Are you ready for it?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to throw it over the desk, because we're either side of the desk.
Hey.
And just describe to the listeners what it looks like, what it feels like.
I'm pretty sure this is a DVD.
Okay, Adam is a rattler. We've already established that. He rattles. Does he feel?
Yeah, but I mean, there's only so much feeling you can do with a DVD, isn't there?
Depends on your fingers.
What do you mean it depends? You can just squeeze the box. There's a little bit of give.
If you're blind and you've received a Braille DVD, then you could read the title through the wrapping paper. So don't be so...
A Braille DVD. Okay, I'm going to open
blind.
It now. I love getting DVDs because, Joe, everybody loves DVDs.
Okay, what sort of a movie do you think I've got you?
I think you've got me either a monkey film...
Yeah.
...or a filthy film...
Yeah.
Or both.
Okay.
A filthy monkey
Open
film.
It up. Open it up.
I hope it's a dirty monkey film. You've got me a Christmas film.
It's a Christmas film. What's it called?
It's called Christmas Wonderland.
What's the picture on the front?
It seems to be a drawing of a black guy who's made himself look white and glued a white beard on. That's what it looks
really?
Like to me. Yeah.
Let's have a look. Well, it's a picture of Santa.
It's just an
odd... a big close-up of Santa. And now read us the back, Adam.
What the hell
It's a film
this?
Called Christmas Wonderland. Read us the story. It's got a synopsis of the story.
Okay, and I'll just say that the cover looks as if it's been crudely photocopied. It looks like a pirate, but a pirate of no recognisable film whatsoever.
Yeah.
On the back it says, on one occasion, not so long ago, Santa and the elves nearly missed Christmas! Exclamation mark. It all began in the toy factory when Rumpeltum, the main boiler, fell ill. The main boiler fell ill.
Rumpeltum, the main boiler?
With valve trouble, thus stopping the flow of toys being made to fill the Christmas
orders.
Okay,
the toy machine.
Yeah.
The toy factory
With
broke
no
down.
Money in his piggy bank to buy a new valve, Santa goes to the big city to get a job. While at the toy factory, Mrs. Santa and the elves carry on, with the assistance of two penguins, Bubble and Squeak, They get help from the penguins living nearby, but only for 1 week, because King Penguin and his aide Patch are meanies. All they live off is fish juice, and they... What the hell is this film?
It's very involved, isn't
All
it?
They live off is fish juice, and they want the recipe. Squeak knows the secret. See how they cope and how Santa has to see 10,000 children before he gets
so much
his pay
going
to
on.
Buy the valve. Will he manage to get home in time? Blah, 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 blah. Join us and see. Oh, my goodness. There's no stills from the film.
What
on
certificate
the back.
Is it?
It's a U.
It's R18.
Yeah.
No, it's a U.
And
so that's a good gift, isn't it?
Certainly, I'm going to be interested to see what's on it. Do you think maybe it might be porn?
It could be anything. I've no idea. It was £1.49.
Wow. That's unbelievable.
That's a good prezi.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Listen, man, we're going to have to take a break. Thank you so much for Christmas Wonderland. It means an awful lot to me.
Man.
We're going to have to stoke the fire a little bit as well. It's going out. We'll be back very shortly. This is Adam and Joe on XFM.
XFM. Love music. Love music. Love XFM.
There you go. That's one of the one of my favourite singles from this year. Franz Ferdinand with Walk Away. This is Adam and Joe. We're in our Christmas shack in Leicester Square this Christmas Eve. How you doing there, Joe?
I'm doing just fine. Thanks a lot. I'm excited about tomorrow.
Yeah, man. Are you hoping for anything? Do you get? How does it work? Because it's difficult with people like us, isn't it? Really, we're very very wealthy. We can really afford to buy whatever
we want. Yeah.
Whatever we want, and it's hard for our loved ones to buy for us.
It's true, isn't it?
What's the best kind of present you can get?
I don't know. I have to have custom-made things now.
Yeah, that's the thing, isn't it?
I have to have things that take months of planning, like, you know, a new screen for my home cinema.
Right.
Made of lightweight aluminium, the precise aspect ratio that I require, with some, you know, glass fibre particles that reflect light,
yeah,
stretched beautifully over a light aluminium frame,
and some 18-year-old dancers to go with it.
That would be nice.
Very well trained in dancing.
Yes, but yeah, it is tricky, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really difficult. I don't know what I want for that. All I've been doing for the last 4 years is upgrading my iPods.
Crikey!
Yeah.
What a life!
What a life, Joe. What's it come to? What does it all mean?
You know, I've discovered a new Christmas track.
Oh yeah,
and it's by a band I've never heard of, called Chomsky.
Did you find it on the internet?
Kinda, yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know about this band Chomsky. I don't know who they are. I don't know. They might be the least cool band ever.
Well,
they might be super cool because no one's ever heard of them.
I don't know how cool it is to name yourself after the
after Noam Chomsky, the great
intellectual
subversive thinker. It's quite cool, isn't it?
Well, it would have been cool about 6 years ago.
Yeah? Better than calling yourself Kelly.
Who's called Kelly?
Matthew Kelly. It's better than naming yourself after Matthew Kelly, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, that's true. But no band has named themselves after Matthew Kelly, have they?
It's only a matter of time. Is there a band called Kelly?
No. If there was, they'd be named after Lorraine Kelly, though, I would think.
Probably, you're right. But this band Chomsky have done rather a nice cover of a famous song by Vince Guaraldi. You know who Vince Guaraldi is?
Sure, he did the great piano music for Charlie Brown.
For Charlie Brown. And they're often on over Christmas, those films. They're my favourite Christmas films. Wake up in the morning and a Charlie Brown feature film. Yeah, that's the sound of the adults. I love those films. They're so relaxing.
They're very, very
The music's
reassuring.
So lovely and soft, and the pace is so slow.
And the animation is so scratchy and old.
Well, Vince Guaraldi is something of a genius, and he did a very famous song called Christmas Time Is Here that features in Charlie Brown's Christmas... I forget what it's called. It's called something... You know, they've all got weird titles. They're all questions, aren't
Happy
they?
Happy Christmas, Charlie Brown.
Yeah, they've all got a slight bit of irony in them.
Right.
You know, it's a bit bittersweet, isn't it?
Yeah, well...
Like, you can tell Charlie Brown is not going to have a Happy Christmas if the title is Happy Christmas, Charlie Brown.
He's a loser, isn't he? He's one of life's great losers.
He'll be happy at the end, but in a bittersweet way.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's a famous song, and this is a cover of it by this band called Chomsky. Apologies if they're an awful band and the rest of their outputs are rubbish, but I really love this. Can we play it?
Yeah, here we go.
It's so quirky.
Father Christmas, it's insane.
It's a good track, isn't it? I like that.
You know what? That reminds me a little bit of Ben Folds 5.
Yeah, it's that same sort of college rock feel there. But I like that a lot. That's a band called Chomsky. They're from America.
America?
America!
I've heard of America.
A country ruled by the fascist tyrant George Bush.
Is it true in America that when you turn on the taps, only Coca-Cola comes out?
Is it true in America that Harrison Ford drives all the taxis?
Is it true in America that the food is so large that you need a crane to move it from one place to another?
Is it true that Americans chew bubblegum all the time?
Is it true that in America the roads are so long that
No, that last one's not true.
Ooh.
Hey, this is Adam and Joe on XFM London's 104.9. It's Christmas Eve. Merry Christmas tomorrow, everybody. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I wish... Sorry, that sounded...
Sort of feeble.
That was feeble. Is it present time again?
Maybe it is present time. I just want to tease a couple of things for the listeners, though, because we're in the second hour of our show now. Ooh. And at the end of the show, we'll be playing Ditties in the Dock, as usual, and you will have the chance to win basically part of our booty bag. We've got all sorts of free things that we thought, you know, we haven't given away yet this year. All kinds of exciting DVDs to win, so you can take your pick out of those, everyone who calls. And this special Christmas Eve show, the theme of Ditties in the Dock, is insane Christmas songs.
Good theme.
Like, we did good Christmas songs a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, that's true.
And we played the White Stripes. Today it's going to be insane Christmas songs, so that's coming up. And I'm also going to do a little quiz for Adam.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to test you on Crap Commentary Corners.
Oh, good one,
I'm going to play you some classic Crap Commentary Corner clips, and you have to see if you can remember what films they came from.
I'm sure I'll be able to quite easily.
So, as well as being an exciting competition, it's a chance to revisit the funniest clips there.
Fantastic.
Brilliant.
That's all coming up shortly. But, Joe, would you like a present? Now, this is kind of a whack.
Hey,
present.
You know, man, you've gone a bit distant there on the mic.
Sorry,
that's
that better?
Yeah, that's better.
Well, I was backing off a little bit, because I was just going to the corner of the shack to get the present.
Right.
And I've got it now, and I feel sort of bad about it. Not that much thought went into it. I'm really sorry.
That's okay, as long as it's not insulting. Oh, you nearly knocked
sorry,
over my
man.
Eggnog.
I'm no good at chucking.
Okay, it's another DVD, folks.
It's another DVD. Can
this
you
is
see
so
what
exciting.
It is?
It's not very well wrapped.
No, it's not.
Exciting!
We mentioned it early on.
Really?
Yeah. I think
this isn't very... I'm not even touching it.
Have you already got it?
Oh, I shudder to think where that's been. Look at the finger marks on it. It's a DVD of 9 songs. The Michael Winterbottom's Dirty Doodling and Rock film with, you know...
Dirty Doodling.
With a song by a thrusting young band and then a sex act by a thrusting young man.
Realistic doodling.
Yes, crikey O'Reilly. No, I missed that at the cinema, but you know what? Out of all the movies I'd want to get on a second-hand DVD, this would not really be the one. It does have slightly weird thumb stains on it.
Come on.
As if someone's popped it back in the box with messy fingers. Oh, dear, let's have a look at the actual surface of the disc, because that's the telltale sign. Yes, wow.
Do
well,
you know what, man?
You know...
Hand on heart, that is not the case.
Really?
And I defy you, or anyone else for that matter.
Well, Adam, if ever the Buxton line is extinct, I think we can get DNA from this DVD and reanimate you like in Jurassic Park.
Not true, and that's not for want of trying, let me
And add. Is it good, this film?
Well, I'll leave that up to you and your filthy
really?
Mind.
She looks quite attractive on the posters.
You wait until you watch the extras. She will detract herself.
What do you mean, detract herself? I've never seen that in a dirty film.
No,
before.
I was trying to invent a word, but it went wrong. She will make herself...
Oh, I see, unattract herself.
Unattractive.
Yes,
yeah.
Detract, yeah. Okay, cool, that's exciting. Thank you. How very Christmassy. That's really Christmassy. Santa, I'm sure Santa's workshop is pumping out copies of 9 songs and giving them to kiddies all over the country. What fun. Oh, I might pop off and watch that now and come back in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
That's very exciting, and everybody out there, let's hope you get the gift of of a dirty film for Christmas.
What would be the best dirty film that you could receive?
Oh, man, they're such big questions for spontaneous answers. The best dirty film I could receive. I couldn't describe it, you know, early afternoon on Christmas Eve. Let's get off the subject, Adam. It's Christmas.
Christmas is all about filth.
Is it?
Yeah, they'll show any filth on TV nowadays.
Yeah, but I'd say Christmas, out of all the national holidays, was not about filth.
Are you watching the...
Easter's more about filth. You know, yeah. Eggs.
No, I'm just talking absolute rubbish. I'm sorry. Are you going to watch The Grinch tomorrow? Have you seen The Grinch?
The Grinch? Is it on tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have seen The Grinch, but it made me want to die, so I won't be watching it again.
Oh, really? I didn't mind it.
No, everything that Reg Howard does, I hate.
Reggie Howard.
I know he's called Ron, but Reg suits him better.
He's done some good things.
No, he hasn't.
Didn't you like Parenthood at all?
Yeah, that's true. I like Parenthood. He did Night Shift as well, didn't he? And Splash. His early work's good. He lost it.
Oh, man, the fire's gone out.
Here,
stoke it.
Stoke it?
Yeah, go on. Stoke.
Whoa!
Man!
What are you doing?
I think I put some gasoline on it. The bottle was labelled water. Why was I pouring water on it?
Look.
Just fill that bucket.
Yeah.
Pop it out. Oh, we're going to burn the... Oh!
Man. Okay, we better take an ad break and clean up the studio. We'll be back shortly.
XFM.
Love music. Love music. Love music.
Thanks, FM.
This is Adam and Joe on XFM. It's our Christmas Eve show, and I'm going to test Adam on some of the crap commentaries we've had this year, because there have been some brilliant ones, haven't there?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Did you start doing this competition this year?
Oh, I don't know. I think the year before. Was it? No, Lila's saying it's this year. I don't know, you know?
They all blend into one.
They all blend into one.
Namely, because we only have three.
So this is a chance for regular listeners to test their knowledge and add, see how closely you've been listening. So let's have a listen to crap commentary number one. What film is this from? And who is speaking?
Bum, 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 bum. Here comes that music. Bum, 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 bum. It's getting exciting now. Bum, 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 bum. Oh, here we go. It's getting exciting. Bum, 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 bum. Bum, bum, bum. Here comes the big music again. I'm singing again. La, 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 la.
Boom. So who's that, Adam? Do you remember?
Oh,
bum,
no.
Bum Bum Man. Bum Bum Man. What was the most Bum Bum film of 2000? In fact, 2004, I think it was released.
Oh.
Bum Bum Bum, Bum Bum Bum. Bum, bum, it's bum, the bum. Producer.
Yeah. I've got it.
A big action adventure.
Disaster movie.
Yes.
It's the day the water turned into ice blocks.
The Day After Tomorrow, correct. That is the producer of The Day After Tomorrow, showing us quite why the film sucked as much as it did.
Hey, stop. Will you stop?
But it did, didn't it?
I liked it.
Okay, here's another one. Number two in my top three stupidest ever crap commentaries. What film is this taken from the commentary track of? Is that a sentence? It is now. Here we go.
Gets hold of that, look. Bang on. Banging. Slag. Just love it. Oh, look, what a film. Look at it, look.
Look, look. What, look.
Here we
crack.
Go. Crack.
Gets what a line that,
of look. I love this, look. Look at this, look. It's me, look. Love it. I love it. Love it, look. Bowling a bad white, giving it a big and look at the swagger on it, look. Look at the swagger. This is bang on this. Tingles and everything. I'm the man, look, with a thing and all, look. Love it. Get out of that crash.
I'm the man, look at the thing and all. Who's that then? Bish, bosh, bosh, wallop, wallop. Brilliant, look at
I
me.
I don't
brilliant.
Remember
bash.
The name
bosh.
Of the actor, but I'm pretty sure that's bash, from bosh. The Football Factory.
That's correct, the Football Factory. Danny Dyer is the actor, Nick Love is the director. And there you go, another insight into their psychology. You can learn a lot about filmmakers from commentaries, but not necessarily the things that they want you to learn.
Just listening to that gives me the willies, man.
Bish, bash, bosh. Look at me. Look at a man doing a thing. Bish, bash. What's wrong with that? Brilliant. I wish I could talk like that. You should see their new film, The Business. Incredible.
Is it good?
Oh, well, in some ways, yeah. Amazing. I highly recommend it. Okay, here's the number one stupidest crap commentary of all time. Who is this?
Oh, no. Yes. Yeah, stop it. Arr. Oh, dear. Yes. Look. Stop talking. Shut up. Oh, ghostly. Oh, yes, a bit of pouting. Look at my hair, you see, curly. Nearly, oh, now, I'm feeling it. And, oh, here we are. But I'm being very flirty now, aren't I? Oh, why does my eyebrow do that?
Was that Lila, our producer?
Oh, she's angry now.
Come on, it's another extremely attractive woman. That's all I meant by that, Lila.
Who is that? Adam Buxton.
I would say that is Keira Knightley.
Keira Knightley. That's correct. Britain's foremost young actress. She's going to be winning Oscars this year because, or early next year, because there's no big female performances because Hollywood's sexist, and her performance in Pride and Prejudice may well win her an Oscar.
What?
Which is an extraordinary thing for a girl whose head is full of cotton wool.
What about Rachel Weisz in Constant Gardener?
Yeah, she's probably going to be nommed as well.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my
gracious.
Goodness. But there you go. That's an insight into what an evening with Keira Knightley would be like.
Wow.
I could tolerate it.
That's a classic collection of commentaries.
Hey,
right,
thanks,
there,
man.
Yeah, you know, I bet she's very nice.
I'm sure she's lovely.
Oh. Sorry, I'm thinking about it.
I'm thinking about it. Don't call her it.
I'm not thinking about... I wasn't meaning that. I was thinking about something else. And I was calling that it.
She's lovely.
Anyway, this is getting a bit too un-Christmassy. So let's play some music.
Hey, Ed, you know what song really reminds me of Christmas?
Is it Holiday in Cambodia by the Dead Kennedys?
No, it's Juicebox by the Strokes.
Oh, I love that one.
Ed, can you be bothered to do the show?
No, not really.
Neither can I. Boop!
XFM.
XFM.
It feels like home.
And that, Joe Cornish, is what they refer to as lady rock.
Lady rock?
Ladies love some rocking, but not too hard, otherwise they'll snap.
Was that Katie Tunstall?
It was.
With Under the Weather?
Yes.
Is she called Katie or KT?
She's called KT.
What do they stand for? Christmas time with a K. Brilliant.
Well, it's time for Ditties in the Dock. It's the part of the show where Joe and myself battle it out to see who gets to play the final song of our two-hour stint here on Christmas Eve in our shack. And Joe, do you want to go first?
Yeah, as it's Christmas Eve, we've got two Christmas-themed songs, and the theme is demented Christmas songs. Adam and I have been searching our considerable archives to find the stupidest, most idiotic Christmas songs we can find, and I've discovered yet another nugget from the Star Wars archive. This is called Christmas in the Stars. It's sung by C-3PO and R2-D2. When I say sung, I mean spoken in a prissy, robotic voice by Anthony Daniels. The guy is actually inside C-3PO. This was released around the time of the first film. And it's very stupid.
So this is Lucas-sanctioned
This is
ephemera.
Official Star Wars ephemera, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
So it's a Christmas song sung by C-3PO and R2-D2. What more can I say? If you want to hear that, call 0871-222-1049. What have you got, Ed?
Well, I'm not that confident this time.
Oh, come on, this is good. I know what you've got, and this is good.
Yeah, I've got some dogs. And the dogs are singing. They're singing dogs. They're singing jingle bells.
Dogs singing jingle bells.
When I say singing, obviously, dogs can't sing. They can't sing, but it sounds the way that the way that the woofing.
I'm not laughing because I find singing dogs hilarious. Just the lameness of it that makes me laugh.
They've made the woofing sound like jingle bells.
But listen, you were telling me earlier that this is actually recorded in the 50s, so they actually did go out and find all these dogs that could sing one note each song and then surprise. Splice them together.
They recorded some dogs, but they changed the pitch.
What more could you want than dogs singing jingle bells? You think they changed the pitch?
Yeah.
So it's the same woof.
There's almost nothing genuine
listen,
about
it.
This
is like Phil and Fern.
Whatsoever.
So there we go. That's it for Ditties in the Dock this week. 0871-222-1049. Vote for dogs singing jingle bells or R2-D2 and C-3PO singing Christmas in the Stars. What a playoff. 0871-222-1049. Call now!
XFM. Love music. Love XFM. Love music. Love XFM. 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 XFM.
Oh, that record's too polished. Get me a rawer one. XFM.
Yes, it's time for Ditties in the Dock here in our Christmas shack.
Yes, you're reaching us at the gut-wrenching climax. We've got five callers on the line, and it's the cast of Star Wars, C-3PO and R2-D2 versus the Singing Dogs. What an extraordinary Christmas lineup for Ditties in the Dock. Two songs that surely everybody in the country is desperate to hear. So, Lisa's on line one. Hello, Lisa.
Hey,
are you having a nice Christmas Eve?
I am, thanks. Are you guys?
Yeah, we're having a lovely, lovely, lovely one. Have you wrapped all your prezzies?
Yes, thank God.
What are you giving? Have you got a boyfriend?
No, I haven't. I'm single.
Really?
Yeah.
So you
saved loads of money this year.
That's shocking.
Were you made single recently?
About 6 months ago.
Oh, well, that's okay. He didn't get rid of you. I mean, I'm assuming that I'm not assuming that he got rid of
wow.
you. I'm just saying that it's nice that it didn't all end before Christmas. I'm really...
Yeah.
Not doing well here, am I? Lisa, I'll just ask you instead, what are you going to vote for? Is it going to be the Singing Dogs or Star Wars?
It's going to be Star Wars, I'm afraid, Adam.
But
of
you're
course.
A lady.
Ladies love Star Wars. They love the robots, the shiny robots.
No.
So
yeah.
Clean. Ladies love cleaning and the robots are so clean. isn't that right, Lisa?
Yes, go on then. That's right, Joe. I'll let you have that one.
Thanks so much for calling and holding on everything, Lisa. We're going to chug along because we're running out of time. But that's 1-0 to Cornish. And we're going to go to Katie on line two. Hello, Katie.
Hello.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Are you feeling all warm and Christmassy?
I am. I've just made some mince pies.
Have you?
Yeah, they're yummy.
You made them from scratch?
Yes, from scratch, of course.
Really? Why don't you use just like
Katie, you're a fantasist. I think you're sitting on the pavement amongst some old plastic bags with a shopping trolley full of cans.
Not even Jamie Oliver can make mince pies just like that. So stop lying.
Katie, what are you voting for? Singing Dogs or Singing Robots? Star
singing
Wars or
dogs,
Jingle Bells?
Please.
The Singing Dogs?
Yeah, absolutely.
Dogs singing Jingle Bells?
Yeah.
What sort of a woman are you? She's a very clever one.
She understands that it's the kind of thing she will have never heard before.
Oh, it's so tense on Christmas Eve. It's one all to start. One to Star Wars, one to the Singing Dogs. Thanks a lot, Katie. Hey, I've forgotten to give everybody albums. Katie, do you want an album?
Oh, yes, please.
Which would you prefer, The Darkness, The Soundtrack to Stoned, Embrace, Teenage Kicks, or The Kooks?
Kooks, please.
The what?
She's gone for The Kooks.
Kooks. Well done, that's going to be... Well, I've never heard of The Kooks. Has anyone heard of The Kooks?
You just said them. Yes, they're hot and they're new.
All right, okay, well, you're getting The Kooks. Thanks very much for calling, Katie. Nick, hello, Nick.
Hi, how's it going?
Very well, how are you doing?
Good.
Thanks for holding on. Merry Christmas and all that.
Merry Christmas to you too.
Yeah, where are you, Nick?
I'm in the O2 Centre doing some last-minute shopping.
That is very last-minute. Is Santa there?
He's making himself scarce.
Is he? He's probably in his grotto doing grotty things. So Adam, help me speak.
He's probably in the Santa Centre.
The Santa Centre.
So, Nick, I'm going to take a wild guess and say that you're going to vote for Star Wars.
I am going to vote for Star Wars, yeah.
I knew it!
Have you ever heard this song before, Nick?
I vaguely, as a very young child, I think I heard it.
Really? And you know it's C-3PO and R2-D2 singing about Christmas?
Yes.
Wow. Well, you're a very clever man and well done voting for it. Which album do you want? Teenage Kick, Stoned, Embrace, or The Darkness?
Darkness album, please.
What are you playing at?
He loves the rock.
Do you really love The Darkness?
Have you heard it?
Well, I thought they were officially over.
Well, you know.
I thought the government had announced that no one was interested anymore.
Well, don't listen to the government.
Well, yeah. You're quite right. Tony Blair.
Exactly.
George Bush's poodle.
Thanks very much, George Bush's poodle. Thanks a lot for your
Nick.
Call, Nick. Happy Christmas.
So that is, it's 2-1.
Man, I need another
Star
vote.
Wars. You need those singing dogs.
Come on, the singing dogs. Listen
Simon,
to me.
Simon, are you there?
Hello. Hi, Adam and Joe.
Hello. Hey, Simon, thanks for hanging on everything. Merry Christmas Eve.
Yeah, Merry Christmas Eve.
So listen, before we announce what you're... Have you got the dogs lined up, Adam?
Yeah, boy.
Shouldn't you tease the dog so he knows what... Otherwise, it's just going to go to Star Wars. No. Lida's saying no, don't tease the dogs. Okay, we're not going to tease the dogs in case you change your mind, Simon. What do you want?
Yeah, no, it's got to be Star Wars, mate.
It's got to be C-3PO and R2-D2.
Yeah.
You're a big Star Wars fan?
Definitely.
You know what, I think one of my New Year's resolutions is to just give up Star Wars.
Oh, wait, I've just realised I've been beaten.
Oh, 3-0, you have.
That's a disaster area.
You see, I was so complacent. I knew I was going to win. It didn't even mean anything to me. Who can, you know, dogs versus robots. Robots will win every time.
Simon, thanks very much for your call.
Thank you very much.
Happy Christmas.
Which album do you want? Teenage Kick, Stoned or Embrace?
It's got to be Stoned. Definitely.
Oh, it's not the Stones. It's Stoned.
Well, it's kind of Stones related.
Yeah, it's the film about the Stones.
Oh, yeah, go on then. Yeah, go on.
That's brilliant. It's brilliant. You can have it. There we go.
Thanks a lot for calling.
So there we go.
Cheers, Simon. Happy Christmas.
What a great Christmas present for me, Joe Cornish, and a lump of coal for Adam Buxton.
Yeah, well.
And his singing dogs. Why did you bring that in?
You know.
Who would expect singing dogs? Can we just hear a bit of the singing dogs?
Yeah, come on. Let's have a quick listen. Oh. You know what? I'm pretty embarrassed. I'm embarrassed that I brought that in. You should do better than
that, Adam Buxton. That's a slur on your reputation.
And,
but as we said before, those are genuine dogs. They're not sampled dogs.
Yeah, but they have been sampled, haven't they? Listening back to it, it was made in the 50s. Yeah.
So this is C-3PO and R2-D2 singing Christmas in Star Wars, released in 1978.
Oh, my stars, I've never been so busy before. It seems Christmas arrives sooner each year. The stars lighting up a Christmas tree. Come on, everyone, and sing. Go, Arthur. How could you ask a question like that? Of course, I'm getting ready for Christmas. It's all right here on my list. I've got mistletoe and holly. I've got peppermints and lollipops and 20 different kinds of chocolate bars. Everyone will be delighted. Even I am quite excited, getting ready for Christmas in the stars. Yes, Arthur, of course it's terrific, but there's more. Everyone will have a cookie. I bought extra for the Wookiee. I just hope that everybody can be here. If we all have marked the date, and if none of them is late, we'll have our greatest of Christmases this year.
Two mountains above, we'll see them go. As we go sleighing in, leaving all our blue and frozen snow.
Why is that droid floating?
Supposed to build the toys, not play with them.
If they're not ready by Christmas, S. Claus will be furious.
I agree, Artu. We had better help them. Look, perhaps Chewie can help too.
Watch out, R5D4. You are under the mistletoe. Oh no, that big bird kissed him.
Christmas in the stars. Christmas in the stars. What a merry Christmas this will be. Christmas in the stars, out among the stars. What a merry, merry Christmas. A very merry Christmas this will be.
Christmas indeed.
Oh. What is that? That, my silly friend, is the sound of bells.
There we go. That was C-3PO and R2-D2 singing Christmas in the Stars from the 1978 record Star Wars Christmas or something like that. Isn't that strange and hilarious?
Yeah. And I sincerely hope that you are going to swear off comedy Star Wars stuff in 2006. That can be your New Year's resolution.
It will make it so. I will make it so.
Okay, excellent. Well, listen, Joe Cornish, thank you very much for all your gifts. It's been an amazing Christmas Eve.
Hey, thanks for yours, Adam. But thanks most of all to our listeners, everyone who's listened all year. If you've just listened to this show, probably won't be listening again. But it's been lovely to have you. And hey, a very Merry Christmas to everybody.
Yeah, exactly. And a Happy New Year. We'll see you in 2006.
See you next year.
Bye! XFM.